Well, welcome to Frisco City.
That's Jim Starnes, food broker being his real-life occupation. But today, he's Ozarks Jim, banker and mayor of Frisco City.
This is our little place in the woods where we come out and enjoy the fastest growing sport in the United States in shooting, and that's cowboy action shooting.
Ozarks Jim is dressed in old-timey Western gear, complete with a bolo, arm garter, and of course, a cowboy hat. But he and members of his group, Arkansas Lead Slingers, are not reenactors. This is a sport, one sanctioned by the Single Action Shooting Society and the National Rifle Association.
We use real guns, real ammo, shooting at real targets. You're underneath the clock. So it's all about speed and accuracy. You can go real fast, but if you miss, that doesn't help much.
Frisco City provides the place for the slingers to compete, which they do the second Saturday and fourth Sunday of every month. It's a narrow plot of land nestled in a valley near Lost Bridge. And, like Ozarks Jim, its name, or handle, is related to the Old West.
The landowner here, who is the president of our company, is Dirty Dan Paladin. And if you remember the old Paladin movies, Have Gun, Will Travel, what that is all based on is in Frisco City. So that's why we call this Frisco City. In fact, right now we're standing in the Hotel Carlton, which was the headquarters of Paladin, a traveling gunfighter. And so that's the persona or alias that he took on. So that's why we named our city Frisco City.
There are 20 to 30 shooters during a typical event, ranging from very old to just over 8. They separate into two posses, moving into the buildings, which are built by members of this group. There are about 10 or so, lined up on either side of Main Street, serving as stages for the shooting scenarios. They face into the woods, where metal targets are strategically placed.
One of the things we normally incorporate in the scenario is a little story. Whether it's something about history, whether it's something fun, a lot of times we'll use old Western movies, TV shows, things like that. And then that'll kind of set the stage for what you're getting ready to do. Then, of course, also in the scenario is the shooting order, how much ammo you're going to need for each stage, what order you shoot your guns in, what targets you shoot at. So that's read right before the start of each stage, so every posse member hears that once. Then it's up to them to figure out, okay, how am I going to do this the fastest, the most accurate, and of course the safest.
He mentioned safety, and safety is important to the slingers. Each posse has an unloading and loading officer, 3 spotters, a timer operator, and brass picker-uppers. This is a 3-gun sport, 4 really, because they use 2 pistols, but it's 3 types: a pistol, rifle, and shotgun.
Gun has to be patented before 1897. The gun could have been made last Thursday. Not too many people would want to come out and shoot a gun made in 1897, especially as much as we shoot. So most of the guns that we're using are replicas, but they are the real thing. You can load them with high power loads. A lot of our guys will use their, like their rifles, they'll use them for deer hunting or anything else. Our 6 guns, most of the guys shoot either 38s or 357s.
The guns are single action. In 1897, they didn't have automatics or semi-automatics, so everything is done one cock, one shot. As the name of their group would indicate, they use lead bullets, which, when you're shooting up to 200 each shoot, can get expensive.
Now, we do, most of the shots will hit the targets, and that allows us to recycle all of the lead that we use. We come out and we pick up all the lead, we remelt it down and make new bullets out of it. So we're not putting the lead back into the environment. We're keeping it out.
The guns are single action. In 1897, they didn't have automatics or semi-automatics, so everything is done one cock, one shot.
Which means you have to pull the trigger back and click it. You do that each time. Like that.
As the name of their group would indicate, they use lead bullets, which, when you're shooting up to 200 each shoot, can get expensive.
Most of the shots will hit the targets, and that allows us to recycle all of the lead that we use. We come out and we pick up all the lead, we remelt it down and make new bullets out of it. So we're not putting the lead back into the environment. We're keeping it out.
Economical and environmentally friendly. As he mentioned before, Ozark's Jim and I are in the Hotel Carlton. He gives us a scenario for a shoot there.
Hey, you know, you've gotten in from the trail, you come in to get a room and find out the last room's been sold, so you're going to have a gunfight with somebody here to get a room to sleep in that night.
In the scenario, they will tell you which type of gun to start with, and the one to use second and third, plus the order of the sweeps.
So it's kind of a mental game in that, first of all, you have to remember the right order of shooting your guns. You have to shoot the targets in the right order. And, of course, you have to hit the targets.
Ozark's Jim prepares to shoot his targets, loading his guns carefully, putting on eye and ear protection, and setting the timer.
That's my room!
Simulating an old Western gunfight, the targets are close, between 15 and 20 yards away. Because in a street fight, that's how far your opponent would have been. Ozark's Jim makes a sweep with one of his six-shooter pistols, then pulls another from its holster on his hip and makes his second sweep. Next is the rifle, which he shoots at a row of targets a bit further back. Lastly is the shotgun, which he aims at knockdown targets. When you shoot at him, they fall down.
And I did that in 31.5 seconds, which is not good. I had a couple of fumbles there. You saw there was a few places where I lost some time. I'm pretty sure I hit all of them, but I couldn't tell for sure.
The world record is just over 13 seconds. Though I wasn't exactly in the cowboy spirit, I'd left my hat at home. Jim let me try my hand at shooting.
That's my room.
Stand by. Fire. That's it.
Well,
you had
four out of five,
and the four that you hit were right square in the middle.
Yay!
You done good. You're ready to move up to the rifle now.
The rifle? It was my favorite. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.